This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Jiffy Lube in South Riding, Virginia has relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza next to the car wash. Both South Riding Jiffy Lube and the car wash are now open and under new ownership and management.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, this note, wind advisories are up for high-profile vehicles, so use some caution if you're driving one of those. In the district, an accident reported westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway between 6th and 7th Street Southwest, backups to the 3rd Street Tunnel. In Maryland, George Washington Parkway, inbound past 123, an accident blocking the right lane, backed up to the Beltway. And on the other side, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a stall northbound approaching the Beltway, the right lane blocked there. And in Virginia, southbound I-95 at 123 Occoquan, right side of the off-ramp is reportedly blocked. And in Arlington, Washington Boulevard closed at Patrick Henry Drive due to downed wires. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind chill advisory this morning for dangerous wind chills down below zero. A mix of clouds and sunshine through the day and cold, 21 and still windy. Tonight, clear, 9 above zero. 21 tomorrow, sunshine. There is another wind chill advisory overnight tonight into the morning hours tomorrow for wind chills again below zero. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 12 in Woodbridge, 10 in Bowie, 13 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. President Trump steps up his attacks on fire and fury. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
All right, busy morning still to come. Gary Byrne is a Secret Service guy. He's written a new book. Joins us at 7:35 this morning. 8:05, we'll be joined by Ken Cuccinelli. And then at 8:35, the Fox News Channel's Brett Baer joining us here on Mornings in the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnaise with Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Virginia House of Delegates Speaker-designee Kirk Cox.
The winner of House District 94 is David Yancey.
All right, Kirk, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. You heard that big day yesterday. Literally comes down to the luck of the draw, and the Republicans walk away the winner. Where do we go from here? Is it over?
Well, Mary, good question. It's pretty much over. There's one other lawsuit they have in the House District in Fredericksburg, but we're very confident the federal judge is going to throw that out. So we will be in the majority on Wednesday. Feel very confident about that.
Yeah, you must be like you must have breathed a very deep sigh of relief yesterday, and also as this process wore on and it became clear that not only would you actually become the next Speaker of the House of Delegates, but that you would have your Republican leadership in place as well. Tell us about sort of your reaction to what became a nail biter of an election and the fact that you were able to retain power as a Republican Party.
That's a good question. It was a nail biter. There's no question about that. And when it comes down to being drawn out of a very artistic bowl from the Virginia Museum, we won't pick the needles. But I think the key is we are in the majority. We have governed, I think, very well. You'll see some key conservative principles that we will continue to push. And I think that's very important. Virginia, you know, the economy right now is doing well, but you know, certainly on taxes and regulation, the Republican majority, I think, will be very good. And so it's good for Virginia. I mean, it really is. So I'm very excited that we have some, I think particularly we like to attack the regulatory front like they have in Washington. There's just a lot of regulations in Virginia we need to pare back, especially barriers to entry for professions. So I'm excited. Great leadership group we've got. So the majority is the majority, so fight about governance.
Yeah, it's true. You are the majority, but it is by one vote, as we were saying. And I wonder if you think this election in any way was a message from the people of Virginia about the way that they'd like to see you govern, which is to say that nobody thought that the House was in play here. And all of a sudden now, you're just one vote apart from the minority, the Democrats. What do you think the people of Virginia want to see out of the House of Delegates this session?
That's a good question. I mean, if you look, you know, and I know you've heard this over and over, actually the Republican turnout was pretty good. What happened was we had a lot of Democrats that never voted before that came out, and some of that was reaction to what was going on federally, et cetera. Don't forget the tax cut had not passed at that point. So I think there was a lot of frustration in Washington with what was happening. So I think it was a lot of that. Some of the exit polls were interesting to see, you know, why people voted the way they voted. But having said that, yeah, I think we have to work with Governor-elect Northam. I think he'll be someone we can work with on things like veterans issues and K-12 and higher ed, especially making that more affordable. But having said that, you know, we have to stick to our conservative principles. I mean, there are two parties. There is a reason why you run as a conservative. And if you're not going to do that, then there's really no need to be in the majority. So it's a balancing act, there's no question. People want to see progress. So our challenge is working with the Northern administration where we can, but standing for our key principles where we have to.
Yeah, I'd like to build on that just a little bit, because we've talked a lot on the show about how Virginia is turning blue. Like a lot of other states that are near more conservative states, red states, that are near high tax blue states, you see an exodus from those blue states into the lower tax red states, and then those states gradually turn blue. That's happening to Virginia. Is there any way you can prevent Virginia from becoming a New Jersey, which saw the flight from New York, from becoming a Maryland, which saw the flight from D.C.? How do you prevent Virginia from going down that path?
Well, it's a tough question because you're right. It's sort of ironic that you're a very well-run state and people escape other states and then sometimes vote Democratic. But having said that, you know, we're just going to have to do a better job, I think, of reaching out to so many different populations. I mean, number one, you know, women, I think that's a key constituency, but there are a lot of other constituencies we're going to have to do a lot better with. But our message, it's not the message. I think sometimes it's just, you know, rolling up your sleeves and really getting in and being willing to talk about that message, getting out of your comfort zone a little bit, not always going to your groups, which is something we've done too much of in the past. And I think, like, on, for example, you know, I had a pretty strong pronouncement on sexual harassment. You know, those are the types of things we're going to have to be leaders on. There are more women, they're being elected. That's a good thing. And we're going to have to make sure we have a climate in Richmond that's conducive to that. So there's some things we can do that are very important. I think we'll attract those voters, but also will not compromise your principles. And that's what you've got to try to do.
Let me ask you a little bit about the agenda as you work with the new governor. What about a Medicaid expansion? There's been talk of a Medicaid expansion and Ralph Northam working with a Republican-controlled House. What are the prospects of that in Virginia?
Well, that's difficult for us because, you know, we look at other states that have expanded Medicaid, like Ohio, et cetera, and they've just been budget busters. Now, having said that, we have done some very good things, especially in the mental health area. We have basically put substantial money into some of the gaps we have under regular Medicaid. So there's no question we're willing to work on those types of things. It's just straight expansion, 400,000 people. It's just a budget bust. I think other people have seen that. So that's difficult because what a lot of people need to realize is the fastest growing part of our budget that directly affects K-12 and higher ed and other areas people want to fund. So just not a matter of just, you know, expanding Medicaid and then happier ever after. I think if you look at the CHIP program, the Children's Insurance Program, which is very popular, look how on pins and needles people are on that right now with federal funding. So what do you do with Medicaid expansion if the funding goes away, which it very well might? So that's the reason why we're, you know, we've been very skeptical on Medicaid expansion.
What else? Is there anything that's a non-starter in the Northern agenda that you're just saying to yourself, there's no way this is going to get top of mind or even get through my House of Delegates?
Well, I don't think, you know, we don't want to say there are a lot of non-starters. I mean, obviously, you know, anything that would do with raising taxes, fees, anything that would increase regulation, we're just not going to be for. But I want to say this. I think there are a lot of areas we can work on. I've talked to the governor-elect, and I think especially on, like, higher education, you know, we got 1.1 million adult learners who haven't completed college. And our college model is obsolete. It is sort of a bricks-and-mortar model where, you know, it doesn't really help out working folks very much.
Right.
A lot of people we need to appeal to. So there's some stuff we can work on. So I think there's a lot of good things we can work on with them.
Real quick,
but
last...
obviously some of those core principles we're not going to
have. Last 30 seconds here. What's your relationship like with Ralph Northam?
I think my relationship is good. Ralph has been a state senator. I think that helps. I think he's sort of realistic. I think he's there to be governor, not to move on. Candidly, I think it'll be easier to work with, much easier to work with than Governor McAuliffe. So, good relationship, and I think we can work with it.
There you are. This is Kirk Cox. Thank you, sir. The next Speaker of the House for the Virginia House of Delegates. Really appreciate you taking the time out this morning for Mornings on the Mall.
Thank y'all so much.
Nice to chat with you.
Also coming up at 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, the former Virginia Attorney General. We'll get more on the direction of Virginia from him. It is now 7:15. It's time for WNAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and J.R. Russ is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we've got an accident still reported being worked on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, westbound at 7th Street. Southwest, that's backed up to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also northeast, an accident, Sergeant Road at Eastern Avenue. And that water main break at 27th Street still causing big problems between K and Virginia. That's closed. Plus I-66 west from I is blocked at Rock Creek Parkway. That's closed at Whitehurst Freeway. Also, I-95 southbound at Occoquan reported right side of the off-ramp blocked. The George Washington Parkway accident at 123 is now cleared. Things are looking better on the inbound side. Stall on the outbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway just before the Beltway northbound. And Capitol Heights, a crash, Cabin Branch Drive at Sheriff Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be cold. We have a wind chill advisory in effect until noon today, and then another wind chill advisory in effect from 6 p.m. tonight until noon tomorrow. Today, windy, a mix of clouds and sun, a high of 21. The winds, 30 miles an hour, could occasionally gust to over 40. Tonight, clear, low of 9. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 21. Again, tomorrow's going to be like today. We're going to have high winds again, 25 miles an hour, could occasionally gust over 40. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 13, but it feels like -4. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two tasty egg and cheese wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2 at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
All right, so some news on oil drilling, actually, out of the Trump administration yesterday. Of the many other things that were going on, one more hotly debated issue over the years seems to be headed towards some sort of resolution. The Trump administration, here according to this Washington Times report, is proposing to greatly expand the areas available for offshore oil and natural gas drilling, including off both the Pacific and the Atlantic coasts. This is a part of the administration's promised expansion of that. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said that nearly all of the nation's outer continental shelf is being considered for drilling, including areas off the coast of Maine, California, Florida, and Alaska. Quote, this is a start on looking at American energy dominance and looking at our offshore assets and beginning a dialogue of when, how, where, and how fast these offshore assets should be or could be developed, said Zinke.
Well, I have such mixed emotions on this. I think that a spill, for instance, on land is probably easier to contain than a spill in the water. It's an easier thing to do. You don't have to get ships, and you know, I don't know about them. I'm not an engineer. It just seems logistically an easier thing to control. I think also technology has come so far that we can drill much more safely than we could in the past. Consider how much drilling goes on every single day around the world, and how many spills there are. Not a lot. In comparison. So I don't have a problem with the drilling. I think we are safer. Yeah. I don't necessarily have a problem with
it. I do think, though, I mean, the massive oil spills we've seen historically are the things that get people worried. I mean, you
of
look
course.
At the Exxon Valdez, you look at the BP oil spill, and people say, whoa, those were massive undertakings having to deal with fixing that. Especially, I mean, you know, the one, obviously the most recent one, the BP oil spill, you just remember the images of people on the Gulf, you know, like an uninhabitable ocean covered in oil and animals needing to be cleaned off. That took a while to get to the bottom of, and all sorts of government response to it early on in the Obama administration. But that said, we have access to all these natural resources. People have fought for years to be able to sort of assert American energy dominance, to instead of cede our energy security to other countries, some of whom don't have our best interests anywhere near at heart. The United States can, you know, keep basically doing what it's been doing, which is expanding the domestic energy production.
Well, and you're right. You could talk about it being domestic. President Obama didn't want us drilling off in the Gulf. We couldn't drill in U.S. waters. We couldn't drill in Anwar. He was really against
it. Right. That was John Podesta, by the way, that pushed really hard for that.
He took billions of U.S. dollars, lent them to Brazil, to Brazil's state-owned oil company, it's called Petrobras, to explore offshore drilling off of the coast of Brazil. Well, so we're going to pay use taxpayer dollars to do that, and then they drill, they find oil, and then we have to buy it from them, but they use our money in order to find the oil, to drill, to do all of it, and then we buy it from them. That's crazy. If you're going to do that, just allow us to drill where we know there is oil, right here. Why would we pay someone else to do it and then buy it from them?
This does fit within the confines of the Trump administration absolutely eviscerating anything Obama ever did. I mean, like, the idea that the Obama administration cordoned off 94% of the outer continental shelf.
Yep.
And meanwhile, now the Trump administration is about to open 90% of total U.S. offshore acreage for drilling. That's like one for one, practically. It's like, I mean, it's just you've got the Trump administration yet again going, hey, the Obama era, you know, the one for the history books, we're going to erase it. We're going to erase everything Obama ever did, and we're going to go ahead and assert ourselves here and get America back on track. So I guess they see this within the confines of the Make America Great Again mission and increasing domestic energy production. Now, this is not to say that there's universal praise for this among a whole bunch of people. You have Florida Governor Rick Scott saying he's vehemently opposed. He's not for this at all, and he joins other states, about a dozen of them, that object to this plan, which is obviously, again, a huge reversal of Obama's energy policy.
It's going to take one oil spill for everyone to scream. But at the same time, then everyone screams when the cost of gas and oil and things like that go up. Everybody screams again. We want to be independent. So these are the same people who say, well, you have to have windmills and solar farms and this and that. But then we find out that these wind farms are chopping birds up. The birds that fly over these big solar field farms, they're getting fried. There's no perfect solution. Why can't we have a combination of all of these?
Yeah, well, as soon as we can figure out how to put a harness on liberal tears and turn it into energy, I think we'll be fine.
723 at WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hi, I'm Charles Mann. For athletes like me, playing every down in a pro game is like getting in a car accident. After years of playing football in Washington, my body is broken. I've had countless surgeries and joint replacements. I've been looking for a non-surgical treatment since I ended my career. I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery, no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. Now you too can benefit and receive this treatment. This is the same procedure that pro athletes use to quickly and effectively recover from injury. If you're looking to eliminate your pain and arthritis, or if you thought surgery was your only option, take the first step like I did. Call 410-787-7250. Register for the next seminar and learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250 and start living life again.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
725 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, J.R. Russ is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. If you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem, get help within 24 hours and insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. Accident reported on the Southeast Southwest Freeway westbound at 7th Street. Watch for that. Backups reportedly to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northeast, an accident, Sergeant Road at Eastern Avenue. In Maryland, Capitol Heights, Crash Cabin Branch at Sheriff Road. And Arlington, Washington Boulevard closed at Patrick Henry Drive due to downed wires. And there's a high wind advisory up for high-profile vehicles today, so use some caution. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Now the wind and the cold. That's settling in here for a few days. Wind chills below zero this morning. Wind chill advisory will expire around midday. Mixed clouds and sunshine. High temperatures only 21. Wind chills below zero. Winds gusting over 40 miles an hour. Air temperatures in the single digits tonight and another wind chill advisory. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 13 degrees feels like minus four. Bundle up. It's 726 on WMAL. These stories fascinate me. These people, these oldsters who hit, you know, over 100. I remember back in the day on the Today Show, they had a guy, and I'm blanking on his name. You know his name, Mike McKay. The guy who did the Smuckers thing for the people who are 100 years old who watched the Today Show, and he'd wish him happy birthday. Yeah, I can't remember his name. Anyway, so he would wish him happy birthday. It was sponsored by Smuckers. And they finally just got so many people who were hitting 100 years old that they just stopped doing it. And here's a woman in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Her name is Teresa Rowley. She's lived at the Sentinel Point Retirement Community for the past 15 years. You got his name?
Willard Scott.
Willard Scott, sure. That's it. Yes, Willard Scott. We could think of it. This woman moved in when she was 89 years old. She is now 104. And she actually looks really good. She looks phenomenal for 104. She looks the way I want to look when I'm 80. And here she is. She's talking. I just found this so funny when old people tell you about, you know, how they got to this age and everything. Here she is talking about being 104.
Then first thing, I'm 101, and nothing happens then. Here I'm 104. And still nothing happened.
She says, so more to that interview, she said, when I was 100, never thought I'd be 104. I thought I'd pass away at that time, but it just didn't happen.
What does she attribute all this elderliness to?
Well, funny you should ask, because everyone asked that question. She drinks a Diet Coke a day.
Whoa.
That's her thing. She drinks a Diet Coke a day, and she continually eats potato salad. That's her favorite thing.
So that bodes very well for Donald Trump, is what you're telling me.
Because he drinks his Diet Coke.
He loves his Diet Coke. Sorry.
He's got
Sorry, Trump haters. He's preserving himself.
He's got to add some potato salad to the mix, and he is golden to 104 at least. 728 on WMAL.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Gary Byrne. He is a former Secret Service officer. He has a new book out about some of the behind-the-scenes things that you don't see. Maybe some secrets. Maybe we can get him to divulge just a little tiny bit. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. On this day after the snow, the federal government is open today with normal hours. But as for the schools, well, that's a different story.
In Maryland, these schools are closed this morning. Calvert, Charles, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools. These schools opening 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Carroll, Frederick, Howard, and Montgomery County schools. In Virginia, these schools are closed. Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, Manassas Park, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed. These schools 2 hours late, Alexandria, Arlington, and Falls Church. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Pre-publication publicity and attempts by the White House to quash it have boosted a new book to bestseller status.
Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff has been so excerpted this week, sparking controversy and White House pushback, that it's zoomed to the top of Amazon's sales list even before its release. It paints a picture of White House chaos and West Wing intrigue. It's been roundly denounced 2 days in a row by Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, who would rather be talking about other issues and accomplishments.
I'm less concerned with my exhaustion as I am with the people of this country, who frankly probably could care less about a book full of lies.
Bob Costantini, The White House.
The new Speaker of the Virginia House says he thinks Democratic Governor-elect Ralph Northam will be easier to work with than Terry McAuliffe has been. Republican Kirk Cox says,
yeah, I think we have to work with Governor-elect Northam. I think he'll be someone we can work with on things like veterans issues and K-12 and higher ed, especially making that more affordable. But having said that, you know, we have to stick to our conservative principles.
Cox spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,075, the NASDAQ at 7,078. Sports sponsored by IKEA. Michigan State puts an end to Maryland's 7-game winning streak. The Maryland women, however, run their winning streak to 12. NBA, the Wizards are in Memphis tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Save up to 50% on select items at the IKEA Winter Sale. You heard right, up to 50% off select items at the IKEA Winter Sale. It's not a mistake. The IKEA Winter Sale, on from December 26th to January 10th. IKEA, make the dream yours.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls. Gas station attendants would actually pump your gas. And And people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get a new kitchen in the new year at Bray & Scarf's New Year Sale. Save up to $1,500 on select GE Cafe appliance packages and up to $1,600 on select KitchenAid packages. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Stop by any of their 13 locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
New year, new you. Better sleep. Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with the floor model clearance sale. And mattresses starting at just $79 in stock to take home today. And as Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Get a free memory foam mattress with a purchase of a Somos Beds adjustable base or save up to $900 on select mattresses. Get bed matched at a Mattress Warehouse near you. Visit sleephappens.com for locations.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bethesda, we've got a crash on the Beltway Inner Loop. It's the on the off-ramp onto Wisconsin Avenue, so it's off the Inner Loop onto Wisconsin. Also, Anne Arundel County, Davidsonville Road at Palomino Court, we've got a crash there. Northwest D.C., that water main break continues causing problems. 27th Street closed between K and Virginia. The ramp to 66 West from I Street is also blocked, and Rock Creek Parkway is closed at Whitehurst Freeway. That's on the northbound side. And Arlington, Washington Boulevard closed at Patrick Henry due to downed wires, but they're cleaning up. That should open shortly. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind chills below zero this morning. Wind chill advisory will expire around midday. Mixed clouds and sunshine. High temperatures only 21. Wind chills below zero. Winds gusting over 40 miles an hour. Air temperatures in the single digits tonight, and another wind chill advisory. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 12 degrees in Leesburg, 9 in Germantown, 13 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Joining us about half an hour at 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, the former Virginia Attorney General, will be with us. And at 8:35, it's Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
All right, how's this for a bio? Nearly 30 years in federal law enforcement, U.S. Air Force Security Police, Uniform Division of the Secret Service, federal air marshal, and author of the New York Times bestseller, Crisis of Character, all about the time protecting Hillary Clinton in the White House. guy's name's Gary Byrne. He's a former Secret Service officer, and he's the author of a new book, Secrets of the Secret Service, and he's here in studio today. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Really glad to have you. So tell us, why'd you write the new book? I remember when your other one came out, when Crisis of Character came out, there was a crisis of credibility. Everyone's attacking you and trying to undermine you because you couldn't, you can't stop the momentum of Hillary Clinton. And now you've written another one, this time about the Secret Service specifically. What's in the book and why'd you write it?
Yeah, I wrote Secrets of the Secret Service because I want the American people to know the truth about the Secret Service. They are a good group of men and women that are trying to do the right thing, but the Secret Service's executive level has steered the Secret Service in the wrong direction over many years. And they've let that agency get so big that they can't get out of their own way. And I felt like it's my duty now to come out and tell the truth about the Secret Service. Listen, it needs to be rebuilt. And then one of the first things they need to do is get rid of the name secret. There's no legal ramification for this word secret that they use. And what they do with that word secret is they hide behind it. Most people don't realize this, but in 2015, the director of the Secret Service had to admit to Congress publicly that with almost a $2 billion budget, they didn't have an accounting system or an actual accountant. They had no idea where their money was going and what they were spending it on.
So there's the secret.
That's part of the secret.
We found it.
Yeah. And another secret is that the uniform division of the Secret Service, who used to be the Executive Protection Service, who used to be the White House Police many years ago, has been taken over by the agents and almost destroyed. And here's a little statistic that I figured out in my research for the book is there's 1,300 uniform division officers approximately right now in the Washington, D.C. area, at the White House, Vice President's residence. In the next 3 to 5 years, 1,100 of those 1,300 people are eligible for retirement. And they're not really ramping up their pace to replace them. And my fear is that one of the things that the agents of the Secret Service have always been trying to do is get rid of the uniform division. And Congress, they promised Congress years ago that that's not what they were doing when they started taking over more control of the uniform division. But I'm afraid it is. And my book, Secret to the Secret Service, takes you through a history of the Secret Service, the mistakes that they've made, and the mistakes that they're making today. And they just keep repeating history.
And that happens a lot. Let's talk about the Secret Service and these accusations of politicization of the Secret Service. Do you believe that that has happened? And when did it happen?
Yeah, I watched it happen. I would tell you that it probably happened a little bit in every administration here and there. But I always interpreted it when I was there, the 12 years that I was there, that it kind of got reeled back in. But when the Clintons came into office, it fell off the wheels. I will tell you that, you can't get anybody in the Secret Service executive level to admit this now, but up until the point where Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton into the ground in this last election, everybody in the Secret Service knew that the next director of the Secret Service was going to be a man named A.T. Smith, because he had a relationship with one of the Clinton administration. Eventually, they got married, and everybody knew that he was going to be the Clinton's Secret Service director until she lost. It has been politicized, and it's kind of hard not to, but, here's the thing. If you're the director of the Secret Service, and this is where Congress comes in, they need to write better laws to protect the Secret Service and give them a little bit more control. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but if you're the president of the United States and you don't want the Secret Service using sirens and lights, for instance, I talk about this in the book, to go through the town, in a motorcade to protect, because that's part of our protection package. And you say, well, Mr. President, we have to do this to protect you. And he says, well, you know what? Your next budget, I'm going to knock you down $300 million, and you won't have the money to do it. And that's the thing. Congress needs to help protect the Secret Service so they can help protect the protectee.
Is that something that President Trump has said? He doesn't want sirens?
No. This is something that happened during the Clinton administration.
Okay.
Something that happened during the Clinton administration where they, from the minute the Clintons walked in, they were trying to knock down the security procedures for hiring people that the Secret Service and the FBI had working since the Eisenhower administration. It worked very well.
Why?
Well, they did that because a lot of their employees, even at the senior level, had criminal records. They were not, the best of people. Some of them had criminal records that were, it wasn't just DUIs and marijuana. There was one person in the administration whose business partner had been arrested for trafficking cocaine. So, I mean, that's some serious stuff. And these are things that, and they have this background check and this system to protect the administration from embarrassing things coming up later on. And the Clintons did everything they could to take it apart.
Do the rank and file sort of share your opinion of this, or is there a lot of grumpiness within the Secret Service when you make comments like this about there being dysfunction there?
I'll tell you that most of the people... most of the people that are now there are so young that they don't know me from Adam.
Right.
There are a few still there. I will tell you that most of them appreciate what I'm doing because I'm using their voice. I'm talking for them, and I am. I've gotten messages acknowledging that. That it can't come out publicly. I'm in a unique position. I'm retired. When I went in, there was no confidentiality agreement, and I kind of took... One of the things your listeners might not remember about me is I was the first employee of the Secret Service to ever, in history, to ever be compelled to testify against a sitting president in a criminal law case, and that was the Bill Clinton impeachment Monica Lewinsky scandal. And so I guess I'm kind of taking, you know, if you force me to testify six times or subpoena me six times and... kind of destroy my career inside the Secret Service, well, then I guess I'm going to come out and tell the truth. And that's the whole thing. This is the truth. And you know, when my first book came out and people, you know, said I couldn't have the access and I was lying, my first answer was I was subpoenaed six times. If I didn't have the access, why did they want me?
Why are they interested in my opinion?
Right. And two, I got where I am by taking a polygraph test. So... that's, you know, and I want my voice to be heard because I want the people that are in the Secret Service now that are good men and women, these GS-13s and 12s and these uniformed division officers, that there may be hope. They may, you know, maybe the Trump administration will try to fix the Secret Service. They have hired a director that is not a former Secret Service agent. He's a former Marine Corps general. The problem is that he is only getting information from that level in the Secret Service, and they want to keep that executive level, and they want to keep what they have. That's their whole thing. They're empire builders.
Right, so he's not getting anything from the people who are actually doing the job. And that's
power, my fear.
And that structure happens, you see it in private business, you see it in government. The people who are actually doing the job have no input into the higher levels to tell them, you know, this is what we need, this is what we We have right. So many questions here.
Yeah.
We have more coming up with Gary Byrne in just a moment.
Including why you think that President Trump has a serious danger posed to him by the current state of the Secret Service. I'd love to know what you think about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, the first on the 5's, J.R. Russ is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And crews are still working that water main break, 27th Street closed between K and Virginia Avenue. Big problems there. The ramp to 66 West from I Street is blocked, and Rock Creek Parkway is closed at Whitehurst Freeway. In Maryland, Bethesda, we've got a problem on the Beltway. It's the inner loop, and it's the ramp from the inner loop onto Wisconsin Avenue. So watch for an accident there on the off ramp. And Anne Arundel County, Davidsonville Road, and Palomino Court, we've got an accident there. And Arlington, they're clearing the downed wire situation at Washington Boulevard at Patrick Henry Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Now the wind and the cold. That's settling in here for a few days. Wind chills below zero this morning. Wind chill advisory will expire around midday. Mix of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures only 21. Wind chills below zero. Winds gusting over 40 miles an hour. Air temperatures in the single digits tonight, and another wind chill advisory. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 13 degrees, but it feels like minus 3 at 7:46 on WMAL.
Gary Byrne's a former Secret Service officer, and he's the author of a new book, Secrets of the Secret Service. Talking to him in the studio today. Gary, you mentioned in your book that the president of the United States, the current president, the Secret Service poses a serious danger to President Trump. What does that mean? What's going on?
Well, first of all, I don't want you to get the impression that there's some kind of conspiracy. There's not.
But right, right.
What I know is the Secret Service history. And here's what I know. That the Secret Service, the men and women in the uniform division and the agent division, are pushed beyond normal work abilities. They are, the average uniform division officer makes $70,000 to $100,000 a year. That should be their base pay. These guys are making, one of them made more than the Secretary of Homeland Security. They are working them to death. During the campaign, there were agents that they've reached a ceiling in their pay. They're only allowed to be paid so much, and they ended up working as much as $60,000 in overtime. They're working these guys to death, and that's the way they've always done it. They did it when I started there in 1991. They never hire enough people. They take the money that they're supposed to be using for hiring people, and they build their infrastructure. History will tell us that we know that President Barack Obama a few years ago went down to Atlanta, Georgia, to the CDC, and in one day, the Secret Service, through a folly of mistakes, let a man with a handgun get on the elevator three times with him. If this guy had malice in his heart, he'd have murdered Barack Obama. You can't let these kind of things happen. And then in the Secret Service, the most telling thing about this is that then the Secret Service goes and tries to hide it. And they try to, they report to Congress, the director reports to Congress what they want them to hear, until Congress says, well, we have a whistleblower that came forward and said this, this, and this. And then the director looks them in the eye and goes, do I need to change my testimony?
So all this overworking leads to exhaustion, leads to a lack of vigilance.
Absolutely.
So tell me, you also mentioned in the book about Hillary Clinton's use of that Scooby van. That actually posed some problems for the Secret Service, you say, during the last election.
It does. It's not a real armored vehicle. And I don't know exactly why they use it. There's a couple of reasons. I do know this. They used it to make her look a little bit more human or like a soccer mom, uh-huh. You know, as opposed to a limousine or a big SUV. And part of the problem is she has a hard time climbing into
the same type of van you'd get kidnapped in. I'm not sure why it would be
Exactly. And she puts herself in danger by insisting on this. And also, too, I came to the conclusion while I was writing my book, Secrets of the Secret Service, is that they're not really protecting Hillary Clinton anymore. They're like armed Uber. Because if she's dictating how close they can be, if she's dictating how close they can be to her, and she talks about this in her book. Oh, we get along just fine as long as they don't get too close to me. Well, that's not protection. The Secret Service has procedures, and there are rings of concentric security around you. If you, like in Mrs. Clinton's case, she wants to dictate what they protect her in as far as a vehicle, that vehicle is not going to stop rifle ammunition. It's not going to stop 308. It's not going to stop a small explosive. It just makes her more comfortable. And the Secret Service, unfortunately, protection is not about comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it does have those double doors, so they can just throw her in like a side of beef when she collapses.
Which is what they exactly did. You're exactly right. And so it leads you to believe, it leads me to say that they're not really protecting her anymore. It's just the taxpayer spending a lot of money.
So let me ask you a question about that. Why would she not want the Secret Service near her when these are the people who are literally putting their lives on the line to protect her? She knows she has a lot of enemies. Why wouldn't she want that and allow these people to do their job to the best of their ability? That's such a disconnect for me.
Right. So I go back to the early 90s when I first started protecting them. In the first 2 months, everything was fine. We seemed to get along with her just well. And then as soon as she tried to push forward her version of healthcare and it failed, it's like something snapped in her. And she became so angry towards the officers and the agents and the military people that worked around there. I talked about in my first book, Crisis of Character, that she got so angry one day sitting in the limousine on the South Lawn that she punched and it hit an agent in the back of the head with a Bible. She struck a Secret Service agent with a Bible in the back of the head.
I find it more amazing that her skin wasn't burning because she was touching a Bible.
Yeah, well, somebody asked me about that one time when I was giving a speech, and I said, my personal feeling, and I know this is tough to hear, but when you see Hillary Clinton with a Bible, it's a prop. That's all it is. I'm sorry. Based on the way I've seen her act.
Well, she gave that man religion. I would really want to thank you, Gary Byrne. There's so many more details. We have more time. Look at that. Mike McKay delivering me an extra minute. I love you. Thank you. Let me ask you real quick. You cover some of the history here. The Battle of Blair House, this idea of a firefight between Secret Service officers and assassins who were looking to murder President Harry Truman.
Yeah.
You get into the details in the book.
Sure. Harry Truman's living in the Blair House in the early 50s, right down the street from where we're sitting now. And these Puerto Rican nationals wanted to assassinate Truman, so they show up at the White House, and it's two of them, and one's very experienced with the gun, and the other one's not. And he pulls this gun out, and the first shot, he gets a click. He gets the gun working. Another assassin, the other one, walks up to behind a police officer, Leslie Coffelt, the only Secret Service employee to ever be murdered protecting the president. And he shoots Coffelt two or three times in the back. Coffelt goes down. The gunfight ensues. Some point in the gunfight, Coffelt stands up, takes his last shot, and hits the guy in the back of the head. And that died. I don't want to give the impression I knew Coffelt, but I do get a little choked up when I tell that story. But that's the Battle of Blair House, and that's what the real uniform division is supposed to be doing in the Secret Service, and they've lost their way.
Gary Byrne, he's a former Secret Service officer, the author of the new book, Secrets of the Secret Service, that story and many more inside this new book. Gary, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good
thank
to
you.
Have you here this morning. 752.
You too.
752 here on WMAO.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday.
Morning and happy Friday to you. And in fact, it is Jobs Friday. The Labor Department releases its employment report for December. Unemployment is expected to hold at a 17-year low. Meantime, Wall Street starts off the trading day with the Dow above 25,000 for the first time. That's a milestone for stocks. After canceling 5,000 flights yesterday, airlines have canceled more than 1,000 already today as they try to get things back to normal. A third of the U.S. population is facing a weekend in the deep freeze. Sweden-based Spotify says it has 70 million paying subscribers. This makes it the biggest music streaming service. It quietly filed to become a publicly traded company in the U.S. at the end of last year. This Sunday is the best day this year to find love online. Moneyish says that online dating sites Match.com and Plenty of Fish expect a spike in new signups with the holidays behind. And new in theaters today, Universal's Insidious 4, The Last Key. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this report sponsored by Spot Hero to save time anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT or $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Number of issues in Virginia, Stafford I-95 northbound at 610. Accident on the shoulder, police on the scene. Arlington, Washington Boulevard is closed at Patrick Henry Drive due to downed wires. They're cleaning that up, but also in Arlington on Washington Boulevard westbound at George Mason. We've got an accident with all lanes blocked now. Police and fire on the scene. And Falls Church, that water main break continues on Leesburg Pike westbound between Carlin Springs Road and Columbia Pike. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bitter cold air in place now. Windy wind chill advisory. Wind chills below zero this morning. 21 degrees this afternoon. Still gusty winds. 30 to maybe 40 plus miles per hour. Another wind chill advisory tonight. A clear sky, 9 above. Suburbs even colder. Once again, wind chills below zero. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 13 degrees, but it feels like it is 3 below. 7:57 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor and Happy New Year. Now, looking back at 2017, you know, I started the year with my weight loss journey with EMP 180 right around this time last year. I started EMP and I lost 36 37 pounds in less than 4 months. I'm living proof that EMP 180 works. When I started EMP, they were still putting up drywall. I took this leap of faith with them. I did it because I was sick and tired of the way I felt and looked. And at my age, extra weight causes health problems. And as a conservative, I wanted to be my own solution, take control of myself. Now it's 2018 and I'm at my empowered weight. I still go back regularly and I check up with them, not every week, but EMP never abandons you. Why don't you go in and sit down with them, see if EMP is right for you. You too could make 2018 the best health year of your life. Start the new year off right. Visit EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and worldwide on the web. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today. That's EMP180weightloss.com.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Spring classes are now enrolling. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The Dale City Gun Show is back with the biggest show ever. This weekend at the Dale City VFW. New management. 165 tables. Entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sport. Sports, self-defense, and more. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes both days. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The biggest, best Dale City gun show ever. Dale City VFW this weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Coming up on WMAL.
A lot of news out of the Department of Justice yesterday. We'll share all of that with you. And Ken Cuccinelli, he's the former Virginia Attorney General. He'll join us next.
It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL news coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The federal government is open today, but thanks to dangerous wind chill factors this morning, most area school systems are opening late or not at all.
We start in Northern Virginia, where these schools are closed today. Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, and Manassas Park. Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed. These schools 2 hours late, Alexandria, Arlington, and Falls Church. In Maryland, these schools are closed. Calvert, Charles, Prince George's, and St. Mary's counties. These schools opening 2 hours late, Anne Arundel, Carroll, Frederick, Howard, and Montgomery County schools. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Facing a long to-do list, Congress and the White House are now being distracted by a book. That explosive new book, Fire and Fury, purportedly details the dysfunction of the Trump White House.
From a lot of the Republicans we're talking to, they really want it to be over. They don't want to take part in this drama because it's just the beginning of the year. They came back to the Capitol with this long laundry list of legislative items that they had to get through. That's what they want to be focused on. They want to be focusing on infrastructure. They want to be focusing on the things that are opportunities for Republicans. They don't want to get into this muck and, you know, just into the here with all this drama.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes. A federal judge hears arguments today in a disputed Virginia House of Delegates election in the Fredericksburg area. That lawsuit, filed by the Democrat who lost, challenges the election outcome because a number of voters were given the wrong ballots on election day. But incoming Virginia House Speaker Kirk Cox does not think the lawsuit will get very far.
We're very confident the federal judge is going to throw that out. So we will be in the majority on Wednesday.
feel very confident about that.
Cox spoke last hour here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall. Maryland lawmakers convene their 2018 session next Wednesday, and they're poised to act early in the session on two high-profile issues, paid sick leave and medical marijuana. Majority Democrats in Annapolis are expected to make a priority of overriding Governor Larry Hogan's veto of paid sick leave for businesses with 15 or more employees, and they plan to vote early on to expand the number of licenses to grow medical marijuana. Board of Supervisors meetings in Loudoun County can often go on into the night, but that will change soon. The board has voted to limit public comment to just half an hour total.
Supervisor Ron Meyer voted in favor of the new limitation on public comment.
We have to do something, and the truth is that the one person who has concern about this has come up with no alternative to make sure we're not conducting business when 95 to 100% of this county is asleep.
Supervisor Phyllis Randall said she could not, in good conscience, vote to limit public comment.
We're up here to hear the voice of the public.
She says instead,
if we want to decrease meetings, maybe we should talk less.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland's governor and attorney general are both expressing opposition to drilling off Maryland's coastline, and Virginia Governor-elect Ralph Northam says the plan would jeopardize the Commonwealth's economy and environment. But the Trump administration is moving to expand offshore oil drilling, although governors up and down the East Coast are calling on the president to withdraw their states from that plan. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 25,075, the NASDAQ at 7,078. Sports, the Terps lose to top-ranked Michigan State. The Maryland women win again to extend their winning streak to 12. NBA, the Wizards take on the Grizzlies on the road tonight. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is for you.
It's Chris Plant. Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris, you educate me 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and I'd like to thank you for that, sir.
A pleasure.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.